Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I'm in. John, J-O-H-N, Knott, K-N-O-T-T. John Knott is a 63-year-old male and reports he was injured at work on two occasions. Appeared on 3-22-19, he was involved in a motor vehicle collision resulting in injuries to his neck and lower back. Appeared he went to Underwood Memorial Emergency Room afterwards. Appeared the second event occurred on 11-3-20 when he rolled his left ankle. Appeared he did not undergo any surgery for either incident and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Next paragraph. As per his, the record supplied a first report of injury was completed on 3-22-19. Period. It indicated he was in the driver's seat of a vehicle speaking to a police department in no obvious distress when EMS arrived. Period. He reported being the restrained driver of a tractor-trailer involved in a two-vehicle motor vehicle collision where his vehicle was struck head-on by another vehicle. Period. He was neurologically clear but complained of upper back tightness. Period. He had intact memory. Period. That same day, he was seen at the emergency room where chest x-ray showed clear lungs. Period CAT scan of the cerebral spine showed no acute cervical fracture or traumatic subluxation. Period CAT scan of the brain showed no acute intracranial hemorrhage or mass effect. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Rosen. He referenced the first incident. Period. He ascertained a history of a previous work injury in 1996 involving his left thumb, which settled and resolved. Period. He had seen Dr. Molter, M-O-L-T-E-R, since the 3-22-19 event. Period. He did have previous back injury, injury to his neck and back in 2000 or 2001 when he was diagnosed with bulging disc. Period. He had two epidural injections at that time by Dr. Smith. Period. He recently hurt his left ankle on 11-3-20 and believed he sustained a chip fracture of the medial malleolus. But he was seeing Dr. Sullivan for this and was placed in an ankle lace-up support. Period. Dr. Rosen diagnosed cervical sprain and aggravation of degenerative disc disease in the cervical spine as a result of the 3-22-19 accident. Period. He recommended an MRI of the cervical spine to rule out a herniated disc. Period. In the lumbar spine, he aggravated spondylosis and had positive straight leg raising bilaterally, and his feet are numb. Period. He recommended an MRI of the lumbar spine as well as pain management referral for possible epidural injection. Period. New paragraph. On 4-13-21, he was seen by Dr. Molter, having last been seen on 5-29-19, Pretty presented for a flare-up of the cervical spine as well as lumbar spine pain. Pretty gets occasional paresthesias in both feet, but no radicular pain in the lower extremities. Period. He did not have any bowel or bladder incontinence or any gait instability. Pretty continued to work regular duty. Pretty did physical therapy 2 years ago with great amounts of relief. Period. He had not done any recently, nor did he have any injections or medications currently. Period. He was diagnosed with lower back pain, inflammatory spondylopathy of the lumbar region, and cervical disc degeneration at C5-6. Period. He recommended another course of physical therapy to deal with an exacerbation of his cervical and lumbar degenerative disc disease. Period. On 4/15/19, he reviewed the radiographic studies done at the emergency room. Period. His diagnostic assessments for low back pain, cervicalgia, and cervical disc degeneration at C5-6. Period. Physical therapy was once again recommended. Period. At the visit of 5/29/19, Mr. Knott reported his pain today was 1-2/10 without medications. Period. He was working full duty. Period. He did participate in physical therapy. Period. It was recommended he complete that program and continue to work regular duty. Period. He should return to the office on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph. On 7/12/21, Mr. Knott returned to Dr. Mulder, having last been seen on 4/13/21. Period. He was still, scratch that, his cervical lumbar spine looked better, although he still had some limitation in right rotation. Period. His pain was primarily in the lumbar spine, and he still gets occasional paresthesias in the right and left foot area. He was not taking any medications, but continued to work regular duty. Period. His pain level in the lower lumbar spine was 6-10. Period. He was neurologically intact. Period. He was referred for a lumbar MRI. Period. This was done on 8/7/21. And revealed disc bulging from L2 through L5 with moderate spinal stenosis in association at L3-4 only. Period. There was disc osteophyte formation at L5-S1 with a retrolisthesis superimposed upon the sparing. Period. Dr. Walter reviewed these results with him on 9/14/21. Period. An epidural injection was recommended. Period. This was administered in L4-5 by Dr. Mulder on 10/14/21. Period. On 11/4/21, Mr. Knott reported about 50% relief from the injection. Period. Another lumbar epidural injection was given by Dr. Mulder on 12/2/21. Period. He related the epidural helped his back pain, but he still had paresthesias in both feet. Period. Diagnostic assessments were adjusted to lumbar radiculopathy, pseudo-claudication syndrome, and unspecified inflammatory spondylopathy of the lumbar region. Period. Electrodiagnostic study was ordered. Period. We are not in receipt of those results. Period. He wrote the EMG was consistent with his history of neuropathy and for which he was going to see neurology. Period. He recommended trying a TENS unit. Period. He was not a surgical candidate. Period. He was deemed to be at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. This will go back to a period during course of treatment with Dr. Mulder's group. Period. On 11/23/20, the petitioner was seen by podiatrist Dr. Sullivan, having originally been seen on 11/9/20. Pretty slipped on some plywood, inverting his left ankle. Pretty had no significant pain and no difficulty. Pretty's job is 75%+ sitting, and he's anxious to return back to work with a little avulsion fracture, which is probably more of a medial malleolus, an old medial malleolus fracture. Period. Pull on exam. He had full range of motion of the left ankle with no pain to palpation. Period. Dr. Sullivan referred him for x-rays of the left ankle and ordered orthotics. Period. He was scratched. It is unclear if he returned for follow-up. Period. Physical exam. Extremity's upper range of motion of the left shoulder was full with crepitus but no tenderness. He had motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers, was otherwise full on all spheres with a crepitus tenderness, trigger locking. Pretty had mild tenderness, palpation about the left acromic clavicular joint, but there was none on the right. Shoulders, normal, extremities lower. Deep tender reflexes were 1+ for the right patella, but 2+ on the left. Pretty Achilles reflexes were 2+ bilaterally. Pretty pinprick sensation was diminished in the stock and glove distribution bilaterally, consistent with underlying peripheral neuropathy, but was intact elsewhere. The rest of that is normal. Ankles normal, spine cervical. Active flexion and right rotation were full to 50 and 80 degrees respectively. Pretty extension was to 50 degrees, comma, rotation left 65 degrees, comma. Side bending right 30 degrees and left to 25 degrees. Pretty had moderate tenderness, palpation about the left paracervical and trapezius musculature in the absence of spasm, but not on the right or in the midline. Pretty there was no tenderness to palpation of the suboccipital area, comma, interspinous ligaments, comma, clavicle, or spinous processes. Period spinal tumor was negative. Period thoracic, palpation of the left interscapular muscles elicited an electric sensation going down to his thumb. Period there was no tenderness or spasm. Period on the right, there was no tenderness or spasm. Period there was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the paravertebral musculature, comma, scapulae, comma, or spinous processes. Extremities lower. He was able to walk on his heels, complaining of... Scratch that. He was able to walk on his heels without difficulty. Period. He was able to walk on his toes, complaining of tenderness in the left heel. Period. He had tenderness to palpation about the lumbar sacral junction and the sacroiliac joints bilaterally. Period, supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 75 degrees and left at 65 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. Gait maneuvers are normal. Impressions. John Knott was first injured at work in a motor vehicle collision on 3/22/19. Period. He was treated conservatively for this, including orthopedic treatment by Dr. Malter. Period. He responded well to a course of conservative treatment. Period. He also injured his left ankle at work on 11/3/20 when he slipped and fell. But he was seen by podiatrist Dr. Sullivan on 11/23/20. Period ongoing care. Conservative care was rendered with a good clinical response. Period. Care for his ankle injury was short-lived. Period. He did have a lumbar MRI on 8/7/21 that showed some degenerative changes. Period. He had a history of underlying neuropathy that was confirmed by EMG, period. new paragraph of the current exam. Found a physiologic gait, period. He was able to walk on his toes, but this elicited tenderness in the left heel, period. He had full range of motion of the lower extremities, period. Pinprick sensation was diminished in the stocking glove distribution, period. Please check, this is a note to myself, please check the patellar reflex compared to others. He had decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine, but Sperling's maneuver was negative, period. Supine straight leg was maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness at non-acute angles. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the neck or back with respect to the 3/22/19 event. Period. There is 0% permanent, partial disability referable to the statutory left foot from the incident of 11/3/20. But on that occasion, he sustained a sprain that has long since fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. Mr. Knott has been able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured, speaking to his high functionality. Period. End.